Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
In the midst of all the attention on Iran, something else is happening in that country, and that is Christianity is spreading, and this is now admitted by Iran's intelligence minister. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, certainly we've all been hearing the news, following the news about what's happened in Iran, how this out-of-control regime under Khomeini since 1979 has been so repressive to its people, even murdering its own people, and how Soleimani has been responsible for all of the terrorist activities outside of Iran and even killing his own people inside of Iran, and how President Trump, listening for months to his advisors, ultimately, when that red line was crossed, and that is to take a human life, an American, which he did, and planning additional loss of life, he ultimately met his death in a way that he had done to so many others, in which he had slaughtered so much and had so much American and other blood on his hands. Well, what's happening also in Iran is not only the protest against Khomeini after they shot down the Ukrainian airliner and killed many of their own people, and now students in college campuses are protesting against the government. They're refusing to walk on the American and Israeli flag as they're marching and protesting against their government and against the repressive regime. But in addition to that, we've actually, Matt, had a story in 2019 about how Christianity is spreading like wildfire in Iran, maybe the largest growing segment in the world where Christianity is spreading in the underground church. But now they're intelligence minister, Mahmoud Alavi. He is the Islamic Republic's intelligence minister. He was giving a speech in front of several Shia Muslim clerics when he announced, quote, "Christianity is spreading in parts," close quote, "of Iran." I mean,
Hallelujah.
This is amazing. Parts of Iran. He actually admits it.
And it is not going unnoticed. You know, our pastor at our church, New Life Church in Colorado Springs, Brady Boyd, actually addressed this. He has gone to Iran and met with underground church leaders in secret places at secret times. He's got a brother there, a brother in Christ who was arrested. And what they have to do, he said, is the underground church is booming, but they have to move it every 2 or 3 months. They have to move their location to a different location. And this pastor waited too long, about 4 months, and he spent a year in prison and was beaten every single day in prison. But, you know, the scriptures are so clear that when the church is persecuted, the church thrives, and we are told we will be persecuted for his name's sake. So pray for the church in Iran, but it's so encouraging. Over 2 million Christians, they're saying now, in Iran, and in a country of about 12 million people. That is a significant percentage of Christians in an Islamic regime.
And you know, it's ironic, the Islamic Republic is listed as number 9 among the world's top persecutors of Christians. Christians in Iran are forbidden to share their faith with non-Christians. Church services in Persian are not allowed. But yet, as you said, Matt, when Christians are under that oppression and persecuted, the church grows because people realize their only hope is in Jesus Christ.
Now, I was speaking a couple of years ago to someone, I won't mention the organization, just for security purposes for those that are in Iran and working in these sensitive areas. But he actually has a ministry, the organization does, working with individuals in Iran to print Bibles, And he had a vision some years ago to be able to smuggle Bibles into Iran. He had a certain number he wanted to reach, and it was in the several thousand number, maybe 10,000. It was a small number compared to what actually is now happening. Over time, what they did was instead of smuggling Bibles in Iran, they began printing Bibles inside of Iran. And he says now, and this was even a few years ago, that 1 million Bibles a year are being printed and distributed inside of Iran. They're not being smuggled.
Praise God. The Lord.
They're being printed on printers after hours. The printing companies that are doing this, they're not Christian. They're Iranian citizens, but it's just business for them. Obviously, if they get caught doing that, they're going to get in some serious trouble and even prison. But they have been doing it 1 million Bibles every year. And we don't know how many are actually being smuggled into Iran. This is actually Bibles printed inside, so you don't risk the confiscation at the border.
Planting the seed of the word, they're literally planting it in the soil within the borders of Iran, and it is blossoming and growing, and the word is getting out. Pastor Boyd also mentioned on Sunday that there are dozens upon dozens of reports of people who don't even know really about Jesus, who are having visions, and Jesus is coming to them individually and showing himself to them in his love, and it is catching on like wildfire.
Yeah, there's a book called Dreams and Visions, and it's talking about that very thing within the Muslim-dominated countries in the Middle East and around the world. So this has been going on for some time. Now, this intelligence minister, Alavi, actually made this statement when he was talking to a religious Muslim Shia clerics. And that's when he said Christianity is spreading in parts of Iran. In an apparent attempt to make light of those who are converting, Alavi said, "These converts are ordinary people whose jobs are selling sandwiches or similar things." So he tries to say, well, it's just, you know, the uneducated, the lower class.
Nobody people. Of any import.
Nobody of any import. But why he said this was, he said that we had no choice but to summon them, to ask them why they were converting, summon these Christians. He wanted to do an investigation. Why are you converting? This is Alavi. He told the group that was assembled. He said, some of them said they were looking for a religion that gives them peace. We told them that Islam is the religion of brotherhood and peace. They responded by saying that all the time we see Muslim clerics and those who preach from the pulpit talk against each other. If Islam, they responded, according to him, is the religion of cordiality, then before anything else, there must be cordiality and peace among the clerics themselves. Now, he goes on to say, and this is why he actually made this address to the Shia clerics, he says, it is not the job of the intelligence community to find the roots of these conversions from Islam, but it's happening right before our eyes, he added. So what he's trying to do, if you understand the context of this, he's speaking to Shia clerics. He's trying to tell them, we have discovered that there's a lot of conversions to Christianity. What they're saying is they're looking for a religion of peace. They don't believe Islam is a religion of peace. Why? Because you guys, the clerics, are not giving them a good example. It's not our job to figure out why. It's your job, but it's happening. And so it has to be addressed. This is an astounding admission by a person in the intelligence ministry of Iran about how Christianity is spreading.
But, you know, incidentally, women who are typically very oppressed in these Muslim countries, mainly just considered property, are the ones who are really taking lead.
They're the ones who are
sharing
leading.
The gospel and growing these churches. It's the women.
Yeah, and understand this. There's no building.
Mm-hmm.
There's no infrastructure. There's no a major charismatic leader. You can't point to this person or that person as the Billy Graham, so to speak, of Iran. It is led by individual people undercover, risking their lives
to go to church,
to actually come to the Lord and fellowship and worship and share Jesus with other fellow Iranian citizens. And these people are being led in many cases. It's a woman-dominated movement that's happening there. But we have heard things from people who know that they believe the fastest growing region in the world of Christianity is in Iran, of all places. You know, God will not be stopped by these oppressive regimes. Pray for the people of Iran. You can go to Liberty Relief International. That's libertyreliefinternational.org. That's our website. And also the Facebook, libertyreliefinternational.org is the website. And we also have a Facebook to help get Bibles to some of these individuals who are desperately needing Bibles, not only in Iran, but around the world.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.